the third-generation South Australian farmer Paul Guerin. Looking at his unfenced property is an everyday reminder of the devastating fire that tore through the Pinery District 18 months ago.
I mean, life goes on, and you just turn the page and keep going. You know? But, don't want to go through it again.
Hello, I'm Courtney Fowler. Pinery is a farming district, about 70 kilometres from Adelaide in South Australia's lower mid-north. The bushfire that tore through this area in November 2015 left two people dead, 97 houses destroyed, and 83,000 hectares blackened. It also took out hundreds of kilometres of fencing. For farmers like Paul Guerin, redefining boundaries that go back generations has proved quite a challenge. That is until help arrived in the form of licensed surveyors and students from the University of South Australia. They've been volunteering their time to help these farmers get their properties back into shape.
I'm the third generation person to own the land at Pinery and in my family line. And I was around when my father, you know, 40 years ago, re-fenced the boundary perimeter and internal fences of the property. It was a family affair to do it. And it was just one of those things when the damage happened, it was the destruction from the trees that destroyed the fences and so forth. And it took out the two major strainer posts and the western boundaries of corners of the property. Now, without them in position, you can go by a guide just down the fence line and you're nearly there. But when the opportunity came up saying, well, you can get it resurveyed, I thought, well, why not? I mean, before I go and replace the fencing, why don't we do this? And that's what we've done. That's what's happened today. And by God, I tell you what, the four farms were pretty bloody close because the pegs have gone back in the same spots. Here come the tears. Thank you. I'm going to say thanks.
Over two weekends, the survey group scoured the countryside collecting data. And after 6 months, the project is finally complete and eight land holders can now refence their properties with confidence. Licensed surveyor Bo Thorley is one of those involved.
It's incredible, actually. I think today, you know, for the surveying profession to help in our own small way has been amazing. I'm really glad we can do that. But what's really shook me the most was actually being able to stop and have a chat with some of the landholders when we were just, you know, measuring. They're like, oh, what's going on out here? Just come for a friendly chat, meet the dogs and everything. And some of the stories, and to be able to stand there and then point, this happened at this bridge, that came from over there. And to look, it's even sort of looking at it, I can't imagine it. And just the emotion from all the landholders, it's an incredible thing. So I'm really glad we can help in our own small way, but I really can't imagine what they went through that day. It's incredible.
The volunteer survey project has been coordinated by the Pinery Fire Recovery Committee. Bo Thorley says it's given surveyors a chance to give back to the community.
It's been amazing, actually, from the moment that, you know, the committee got together underneath the surveyors board, got together and sort of proposed this project. The amount of support from the industry has been overwhelming. Today we had 9 different Adelaide-based firms, volunteer surveyors and licensed surveyors and resources to come up for the day and help with this and go through all the plans and do everything, you know, donate all their time. So that's been amazing. And also a key focus of the project as well was to get the, you know, work alongside the University of South Australia and the Masters of Surveying project program. And get some of their sort of final year graduates to come and get involved in the project. And even from them, we ended up having 12 students out here working over the 6 different sites. That's actually a large percentage of the of the course. There's not a lot of people doing surveying at the moment, and so we really want to, as well as attract people into the degree, want to actually nurture those that are coming through. And so to be able to, you know, give them some experience on projects they would never otherwise, you know, would rarely see. And then also to come out and, yeah, hear the stories and try and instill some of the values of helping community into the students as well. It's been incredible. So I'm really proud of the surveying profession at the moment.
Many of the boundaries they've been surveying haven't been checked since they were first drawn up back in the early 1800s. For fellow surveyor Tom Jeffrey, it's been a real history lesson.
It's been very special indeed. It's an interesting one with, like, surveying because we may never have surveyed some of these people's properties in their lifetime. I would imagine you probably
hadn't done three generations, I can tell you.
Yeah. So we may never be back. I mean, fingers crossed you won't have anything like this happen ever again. And so it's quite unique for the surveying industry to be involved.
We're just retracing history. Our job is to put the boundaries, mark the boundaries where they were intended to be when the first surveyor set them out. And some of the plans in this area date early 1800s. So, and of course our measuring techniques are a lot more accurate than they had back then. And so, yeah, for us to retrace those footsteps, it is like sort of going through history and working out where they were coming from and what the intention was. So it's quite, I suppose from that point of view, it's quite an interesting job for us.
Paul Guerin is delighted to see the new survey markers in the ground. It means he can finally go ahead and fence his property and put the pinery fire behind him.
Now that today's happened and the pegs are around, I know where to put the post so I can get going.
Gives you some certainty going forward.
Oh, well, absolutely, yeah.